BBC Caribbean Report.
Street life in Haiti returns to normal a day after the government staved off an apparent coup attempt. Britain's Home Office confirms it would like to repatriate Jamaican drug couriers. And FIFA to impose a code of conduct following an investigation into possible conflicts of interest of two hemispheric officials. I'm Bertram Niles and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Haiti, banks and shops reopened and streets were crowded with Christmas shoppers in Haiti today, a day after security forces repelled an apparent coup attempt by a band of gunmen who stormed the National Palace. Reports say at least 8 people were killed in the palace assault and resulted in mob violence in the streets of the capital and other cities. According to police, about 30 armed men attacked the palace in downtown Port-au-Prince before dawn yesterday. Earlier today, I asked Haitian Secretary of State for Public Security, Jean-Gerard Dubreuil, what new security measures were being taken.
Well, they have more troops on the street right now, 9 times, to control over the metropolitan area, you know, for people like coming for Christmas, so they can go out and enjoy the time.
What about the numbers of people who have been killed? Can you confirm how many people have been killed?
Yeah, when you're saying people have been killed, on which side?
Well, both sides.
On our side, we have 2 people killed.
Is it 2 policemen?